Hey gorgeous, welcome to the Healing Elevates Relationships podcast. I'm your host Bernadette Jackson, CEO and lead strategist at Her Consulting Group and the creator of Her Way Relationship Intensive Course. This podcast was created as a response to my desire to redefine how the world views women with daddy issues. I release a new episode every week, so expect to hear me and my guests discussing topics, sharing stories, and gaining insights from the perspective of a fatherless daughter and the people who love and support us. If this is your first time here, here's what I want you to know. You deserve amazing relationships, and nothing you've done or experienced disqualifies you from that. But here's the thing. Amazing relationships with others happen after you cultivate an amazing relationship with yourself. And how do you do that? Self-discovery, healing, and accessing your authenticity. Let's dive in. Hey, y'all. So I have been on this quest to discover what femininity means to me ever since I learned that the type of relational trauma that I've experienced robs you of the softness inherently found in feminine women. I used to wonder why I preferred hoodies and sneakers to dresses, heels, long nails, and all of the other things that someone thinks of when they describe a feminine woman. Overt femininity didn't appeal to me for a really, really long time. I mean, don't get me wrong. You still will not see me with long nails, but I have found a place for everything else in my life. So back to my quest. What I learned helped me to interpret femininity as a flower. And what do we know about flowers? We know that they need a consistent supply of certain elements in order to bloom. They can't just thrive in every environment. So when I learned that there were different feminine archetypes, it helped me to realize that all feminine energy is not created equal. I realized that there is room for my hoodies and sneakers alongside my dresses and my heels in my closet because femininity is about how you feel and what you exude because of those feelings and not what you wear. There are 7 archetypes that I was able to find out in my research, and they are commonly referenced throughout articles and, you know, just all over the interwebs. And so the first one is the lover archetype. And this is who you would think about if you thought about maybe a Samantha Jones from Sex and the City. Then there is the maiden archetype, and Rihanna is someone who closely resembles what that archetype's characteristics would be. There is the mother archetype, and I think of Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch when I read through what that archetype was all about, and I know that that's probably dating me, but if you know, you know. There is the queen archetype, and those are the Beyoncés of the world. We have the huntress archetype, and that reminds me of Serena Williams. We have the sage archetype, and this one closely resembles the Olivia Pope character from Scandal. And then there's the mystic archetype, and this is someone who most resembles like the singer Sade, that very iconic singer, how she's always in the background. You always see her coming out maybe like once every 10 years to give us a little something, sprinkle a little fairy dust on us, and then she's back in her cave. That would be the mystic. We can all embody each of the feminine archetypes that I just described, depending on what season of life we're in and what's required in that season for us as women to thrive. Immediately upon just doing my research, I noticed that my clients and I fell into a certain feminine archetype, and I feel like you may be able to guess it, but I'm gonna just tell you what it is. It's the mother. Okay, no surprise there. So the feminine archetypes, strengths and like things that are really, really prominent, or characteristics that are really prominent, would be that archetype is nurturing, she's persistent, she's compassionate, and she's grounded. The challenge is that someone who shows up in the mother feminine archetype usually have is self-neglect, stubbornness, difficulty letting go of the caretaker role, and lack of boundaries. Can anybody relate? Can anyone relate? Because I know I can. Regardless of the feminine archetype you most identify with, feminine energy is about flow. It's about being and receiving. None of that can happen if you are living with unhealed trauma, if you have been overexposed to men who do not provide a covering for you, or if you do not prioritize soul care. And I spoke to you about what soul care was in episode 12. But before we get into how these three things affects femininity, let's hear from our sponsor.
Too often as survivors of trauma, you morph into who you need to be to survive. The problem with this defense mechanism is that even when the time has passed and the pain of the trauma has subsided, you are still wearing your mask. Your most authentic self is tucked away far beneath the surface, and although you yearn for deep connection, very few people know the real you. With everything you've experienced, it can be hard to take off that mask and be free. And let's be honest, sometimes it's easier and safer to have it on. That's why I wrote Access Authenticity. This 75-day journal and strategic guide will guide you through over 170 deep reflective questions so that your most authentic self can stop being your secret identity and start being your truest identity. You deserve amazing relationships, but you won't experience them if nobody ever gets to see the real you. Head on over to Amazon today and get your copy of Access Authenticity Journal Plus Strategy. Now let's get back into this week's goodness.
Okay, y'all, so let's dive in. Living with unhealed trauma for an extended period of time causes you to always be in survival mode. If you have heard my podcast for any amount of time, you know that I speak about this often. Survival mode is almost 100% masculine energy. It is the part of your brain that is activated when you feel unsafe. It's the part of the brain that is activated when you feel like you need to put up some kind of protective barrier. When your brain is in survival mode, there is no room for you to think about anything other than how to keep yourself safe. For me, that looked like creating an environment where the people that I loved would always need me. Abandonment felt very, very unsafe for me. So I used to rationalize that if the people in my life needed me, they would never leave. And then I wouldn't have to experience abandonment again. What you do while you're in survival mode may be different from what I did, but it is always with the intention to minimize the harm we feel from the relationships we want to engage in. If you are unclear what survival mechanisms or what defense mechanisms you have in place, you can ask yourself, how do I respond when relationships begin to feel unsafe to me? How do I respond when I start to feel anxious that something is going to go wrong in my relationship? When you ask yourself those questions, whatever comes up for you, I would explore that because that's going to lead you to exactly what you really do in those situations. Not what you think you do, not what you hope you do, not what you wish you do, but what you actually do. Okay? When you are overexposed to men who do not provide a covering for you, meaning they don't lead, they have no vision, they don't protect you, and they don't have a desire to provide for you, you will find it very hard to be feminine. Now, before you slide into my DMs to say that you are a strong, independent woman who can take care of herself and I don't need no man to provide anything for me, Let me whisper something in your ear, okay? Come close. Masculinity thrives in independence, and femininity thrives in interdependence. Interdependence is the dependence of two or more people or things on each other. We as humans were not meant to do life alone. So whenever you isolate yourself to the degree that you have created an impenetrable force around yourself, you leave no room for flow. You just don't. It's hard to just be when you have to do everything. Okay, now back to what I was saying. In my experience, men who are not naturally inclined to provide a covering for you are men that I have always had to mother. I routinely did all I could to prove that I was wife material and to show them that they had no reason to leave because whatever they needed, I wanted to be there to provide it. It was exhausting. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and a lot of times financially. It was truly exhausting. I did not have the capacity for anything that prioritized me after I did all the things for them. That brings me to soul care. When we don't prioritize soul care, we are always running on E. I mentioned earlier that femininity is like a flower that needs the right environment to bloom. Soul care is like the water that keeps that flower nourished. You can't just water your flower once and expect it to stay alive. It's just not going to work. You have to be consistent with the right nourishment if you want to experience your flower in full bloom. Likewise, your soul care routine needs to fit your needs for the season of life that you're in, for the archetype that you're operating in, and it needs to be something that you do consistently in order for that feminine energy to flow, in order for that femininity to bloom. I hope that you see how everything is connected here. The unhealed trauma that I had led me to accept as normal men who I always had to mother because that is what I thought I needed to do in order to prove I was worthy of love. The view that I had of myself and the associating behavior left no room for me to prioritize myself in any kind of real way. So I was always scared that something would happen to my relationship, and I was always doing, and I was never in flow. My feminine energy was on E all the time, and I didn't even view it as a problem that I needed to fix. It was the life that I thought that I deserved because my father was not there, and all that I thought that I could get. It never dawned on me that there was different and better and that I could experience that. I assumed that my deepest desires for an amazing relationship was only something that I would experience in my dreams. When I tell you that I am so happy that I discovered how wrong I was, like I literally cannot tell you enough how the healing process has completely changed my mind, has completely changed my view of myself. It has completely changed how I carry myself and what has now been attracted to me. Because femininity is our birthright. We are supposed to be able to receive well. We are supposed to always be in flow. We're supposed to be able to just be. That is who we are supposed to be. Everything that happens outside of that is because of what we have experienced. And if we want to get back to who we truly are meant to be, then we are going to have to chip away at all of the debris that has just gathered around us because of all of the things that we've experienced. Okay, curating the environment that your femininity blooms in should be taken seriously if living a life of ease and flow is something that truly interests you. If that's your desire, then you really need to start getting radical about how you curate the environment that you're thriving in. Because nothing outside of you making sure that you create an environment of peace, that you are surrounded by people who, you know, want to see the best for you, who encourage you to be your highest self, men who have the desire to protect the women in their lives. And protection could mean any number of things. It could be advice. It could be like, hey, you know, I don't want you to go to that place alone because, you know, that's a rough area. It could be, you know, you call them and you need someone to talk to because you don't know what might be going on with the guy that you're dating. And this person, your friend or your uncle or whoever it is, has a word of advice of what you can look out for. It's not always financial. Sometimes it can be, but a covering is really just a man who has decided that you fall under his umbrella of protection. And when you have men in your life who feel that way about you, it makes you feel really safe, because most of the men who value you so much that you fall under their umbrella of protection, they don't want anything in return from you. Most of these men just are naturally that kind of person, and they just scoop you up underneath that umbrella so that you're protected whenever you need something, whenever you go out, whenever you have questions or whatever it is. It's a really nice feeling to have. Okay, so I really hope that this episode has brought some value, that it's made you think a little bit, made you, you know, think about what your relationships are like. What do they feel like to you? All of my episodes are always really with the intention that you start to get very introspective about what's going on with you. What's going on in your relationships? How are they making you feel? How are they operating? Is this what you'd like to experience? All of these things is what my hope is every time you hear one of these episodes. And this one is no different. We are 3 episodes away from the farewell episode, and I have already put up on my IG, and I've already said it here, and I'm going to continue to say it until the last episode, that if you would like for me to discuss something on the podcast, then let me know in my DMs. I've already gotten some requests, but if there are a few more, then I will figure out how I can get all of that in before I go. If you want to leave me a voice note letting me know what your favorite episode was, any aha moment that you had after listening to something, or you just want to leave a message, you can slide into my DMs and you can click on the voice note button and just record your message. Okay. All right, y'all. So I will see you in the next episode. But before I go, remember that you deserve amazing relationships. But before you see that fruit, you need to plant the seed. And work like this, episodes like this, the questions that I'm asking you to ask yourself, all the things, is the work. This is the worthy work. So keep doing that work. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.